someone who is sitting there with cash, as I was, and you're thinking, this cash is losing value to inflation. This cash is really dying by me sitting on it, but I don't confidently know where to put it to work. That is answered in this course. That is who this is for. Somebody that says, I don't want to spend my money on stupid things like a Lambo or a Rolex. I would rather make it so I don't have to work after I'm 35, 40 years old. Get my money working for me to create passive income and growth over the long term.
And I think this is where a lot of people go wrong. They're too busy trying to look rich rather than actually doing the things to get rich and wealthy.
That's a huge problem going on right now in the world, where people that should be retired or are retired are having to go back to work. And like, everyone listening to this is probably, for the most part, under 50 years old. If you're under 50, you should wake up and see that that could be you if you do not take care of it. Who wants to work at 60 years old, 70 years old, right? I've had so many older guys drive an Uber, and it's like, why are you doing this? Like, you should not be working at all. I would actually just say, I think Ray Dalio is so bullish on China because he loves Chinese food and egg rolls. What's up, traders? Welcome back to the podcast. We are back at home today. Not for an in-person episode, but for a very special episode with Ben Sparham. We're talking about how to build a long-term portfolio. And this is a topic you've heard me talk about a lot. We just dropped a brand new course, thanks to Ben. It's an 8-hour long video training that's going to teach you guys, exactly like I just said, how to build a long-term portfolio. And it's not sexy. It's not Lambo money, but this is the stuff that is a, you know, 20, 30, 40-year-old man or woman that you need to be thinking about, so that way you don't have to go back to work as a 60, 70-year-old man or woman. And we're seeing that more than ever. So I want to help put you guys on the right side of the future, on the right side of getting time to work in your favor. Now, there's a special link down in the description. If you don't have this course from Ben, we just dropped it. I'm putting a discount link for our listeners down in the description. So please take advantage. You get lifetime access to the videos, lifetime access to the Discord chat, so you can communicate with me and Ben. We're really trying to make this as appealing and helpful to you guys as possible. This is, again, not the most flashy stuff, but this is the stuff that will make it so you don't have to work in your older age. And that's what I want to do for you guys. Try to help you get freedom, get your time back, and enjoy life with your family. So enjoy the conversation with Ben. I'm very thankful to him. And again, make sure you check out the links down in the description. Tracking your trades has never been more important, and it's also never been easier with TradeZilla. Shout out to Umar and their team for being a sponsor of today's video. We love the product. I use it in the Black Shirt Club every day in the mentor mode. I use the backtesting and playbook section as well. I use it for my own trading. It helps me make improvements. It's the cute little calendar that everybody likes to see when I post my P&L. If you want to start using TradeZilla, use the link in the description, use the discount code down below, save 10% on either your monthly or your yearly membership. Start tracking your trades today. It's going to help you make more money. It's going to help you know where you need to make improvements. Even if it's something as small as, hey, I'm losing a lot of money on Tuesdays. Let's figure out, why am I losing money on Tuesdays? Let's figure out what time of day, what instrument, what asset, all of that and more can be found in TradeZilla. So if you're not a big tracking journaling guy, just let TradeZilla automate and do it all for you. Plus, you save some money when you use the link and the discount code down below. So thanks again to TradeZilla. Let's get back to the video. Traders, welcome back to the podcast. I am joined today by Ben Sparham. Ben, it's good to have you back on the show.
How you doing, man? Pleasure as always.
You know, it's funny. When we did the first episode, you and I really didn't know each other, but we've been doing calls together every week now. So it's kind of cool that our relationship has developed now, where we can just hop on and bang this thing. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. So if you didn't know, everybody, Ben and I just released, as of yesterday — this podcast is going live on Sunday, we're putting up yesterday, Saturday — a brand new course called Portfolio Management. This course is, I would say, like a culmination of all of the work that Ben has done over the last, what, 10 or 15 years, Ben?
12 years, yeah.
Time flies, doesn't it, bro?
It goes quicker than I'd like it to at times.
But sometimes it's funny, it feels like a good thing. And as we get older, it only goes faster when we want it to slow down. So
it kind of speeds up, right? It seems like it takes forever when you're like 15 and you're in school and you're like, oh man, I can't wait to get out.
Yes, bro, 100%. So for those of you that don't know about the course, there's a link in the description for watching the podcast here. We have a discount code for you. Basically, what we've done is we've taken Ben's course that he was selling previously and we've updated it. We've made it thicker, more information, and we've broken it down into really easy to eat, easy to consume chapters. This course is going to teach you how to generate your own profitable long-term investment ideas at its core. You're going to see how you can stay profitable in bull and bear markets. You're going to learn how to read the news, how to read balance sheets, how to really understand the companies that you're investing in. Am I fair to say, Ben, that you are the Warren Buffett, Bill Ackman school of investor, where you're really like a value-based investor looking for solid companies that are not going to go bust?
Yeah, so it's a core principle. It's definitely along those lines, right? We're always looking at the quality of the business first, ultimately, right? But then there's an overlay that comes with that, because just because I think company A is a good company, well, in order for me to make money on it, well, the market has to as well, right? So
100%.
that's when like the technicals and stuff like that, and so things that some people would maybe have learned before and have maybe used in like some of the day trading and stuff like this, they can now apply elements of that, looking at trends, for example, momentum, things like this, and overlay that into their fundamental ideas. And that's when the kind of two worlds collide, if you will, and really kind of starts to form a portfolio.
I love that. And I think there's two sections of the course that really taught me a lot. The quant screening and the qualitative analysis section, very interesting. The macro spreadsheet that you give out too, love that. And even just like, what are dilutions and buybacks? How to understand yield curve inversions and interest rate decisions. Those things that, as kids, we hear people talking about that. And then the longer you're in finance, you start to get a grasp of it. And I'm not just saying this, and this is why I'm really grateful that you've decided to partner with us, because your course makes it so simple to understand, where it's like, if I go to Investopedia, it's this long-winded answer. It's very drawn out. And I'm also a person that likes to learn with my eyes and my ears, not so much like reading. I like to watch a video. I like to listen. That's how I consume it best. So if you're somebody who's watching or listening and that's the way you learn, this course really shortcuts it for you. It's only about 8 or 9 hours in total. And the benefit of doing this with us, if you're somebody like who Ben said, you're making money through trading or through other things and you want to get that money working for you instead of, buying a Lambo or renting a Rolex or something like that, you actually get access to our Discord. So Ben and I have created a subsection in the ASFX Discord specifically for people who purchase this course. That way you get constant help from me and Ben. Ben's going to be doing a lot of, fun stuff in the Discord that I don't want to give away yet. But if you take the course, you're going to be involved in all that. And the last thing I want to say just about the course before we get into some questions for you, Ben, is, I hear this all the time. People say, who is this course for? I get what you're saying, I'm going to learn, Austin, but who is it for? In essence, to me, it's like, if you're someone who is sitting there with cash, as I was, and you're thinking, this cash is losing value to inflation. This cash is really dying by me sitting on it, but I don't confidently know where to put it to work. That is answered in this course. That is who this is for. Somebody that says, I don't want to spend my money on stupid things like a Lambo or a Rolex. I would rather make it so I don't have to work after I'm 35, 40 years old. Get my money working for me to create passive income and growth over the long term. Would you, Ben, as somebody who has 12, 13 years of experience with this, would you say, out of all the people in finance you've talked to, how many of them out of 10 think about the long term like this, like we're talking about, at the right age, versus how many of them wait until they're a little older and then it hits them that they waited too long and they try to play catch up? How do you think that is split?
I would say on your everyday person level, I'd say a good 90 odd percent of them think about it too late, because it's,
Ninety
we've all done
percent.
it. We probably maybe even more, right? Because we've all
I
done it.
know.
We've
It's
all done it. I
crazy.
mean, I've done it in my early 20s. I started earning some good money. And to begin with, I was stupid with it. We all do it, because you kind of think, I'm 21, and I'm earning good money. I've got no responsibilities. I don't have family. I've got a nice paycheck here. I'll just have a bit of fun with it. And that little bit of fun becomes a couple of years of fun. And then before you know it, you're like nearly 30 maybe. And you're like, oh shit, I haven't actually started, prepping in any way, shape or form. Now, all of a sudden, you've got bigger overheads. You maybe you've got a family on the way or something like that. And it's those pounds and pennies that you're earning, they don't stretch as far anymore, right? You haven't got as much left at the end of the month. So now it becomes harder and harder to now kind of get yourself into that position. So, I always say that the biggest thing for everyone is just getting started. You don't have to start with $1 million at the beginning or anything like that. You could literally start with $1,000, be adding here and there. And, it really doesn't have to be huge amounts of money. The biggest thing is just getting started, because that power of compounding. Sure, you don't notice it at the beginning, right? When you're adding $100 a month to an investment portfolio or something like that, it really isn't moving the needle, right? But as that compounds over years and stuff like that, maybe you can add a little bit extra here and there when you've had a bonus at work or whatever it might be, right? And all of a sudden, 5 years down the line, Okay, that account's starting to look pretty healthy now, right? 10 years down the line, maybe it's generating enough cash now from dividends or whatever to maybe pay for a holiday. You know, these types of things. And before you know it, that could be a portfolio. Sounds a long way away, but you know, it doesn't take long. But all of a sudden, you're sitting there going, this is now something that is actually giving me that, you know, financial freedom that everyone speaks of. It's getting yourself financially in a position. It's not just about earning loads of money, it's what you then do with that money. And I think this is where a lot of people go wrong in this social media world that we have nowadays. They get very fixated on earning lots of money because they want to spend the money, right? So whether that be a Rolex or the fancy holidays to Dubai or whatever. And that's cool if it's being balanced with also investing for your future. And I think this is where a lot of people go wrong. They're too busy trying to look rich rather than actually doing the things to get rich and wealthy. And then, as we said earlier on, they're then playing catch up down the line. So you've got to play this balancing act with it.
I think it's like you said, the social media makes it like a constant thing of keeping up with the Joneses. It's
Yes.
so unhealthy. And I think about it like before social media, back in the day,
Back in the
like
day.
when you only could compare yourself to your family and your friends that you were connected with, I feel like
Yeah.
comparison probably happened less. You know what I mean? And of course,
100%.
everybody is different. Like my mother, who's 70, 60 years old, she compares herself still to people that have a totally different position in life than her. So it's also your own personal characteristics if you're going to be that type of
Yeah.
a person. But what do they say, bro? Comparison is the thief of joy. You know what I mean? It truly is the thing. Imagine if you spend your whole life not investing, not buying back your time, basically, because that's what we're talking about, getting yourself out of the matrix, getting yourself free. Imagine if you spent all your life keeping up with the Joneses, and then at the end of your life, you are, let's just say 50, 60 years old, where you're supposed to be winding down and spending time with your family and your grandkids and fishing and golfing and whatever else you like doing, but you're still having to work. That's a
Yeah.
huge problem going on right now in the world where people that should be retired or are retired are having to go back to work. And like everyone listening to this is probably, for the most part, under 50 years old. If you're under 50, you should wake up and see that that could be you if you do not
Yeah.
take care of this. Who wants to work at 60 years old, 70 years old, right? Isn't that
Yeah.
crazy?
100%. I mean, I even see it. So, like, you know, when I go to catch up with my parents and that sometimes, and sometimes, like, there's a social club, like a pub, basically, my dad goes and drinks at. And, you know, I've been going there since I, like, they've lived in that house since I was about 10, 11, right? So, like, 20 plus years I've been going. My dad loves it there. It's his little place. He goes, he has a few beers, a few games of pool, stuff like that. It's his social environment, right? So, I've been going over there for years, obviously, since I was younger. And it's crazy because you see some of the adults there that, you know, you feel like have done well enough. They've had good enough jobs. Do you know what I mean? They're not necessarily earning £1 million a year, but they've got solid jobs. And then you hear some of them recently, you know, with cost of living going up and things like that, and they've picked up extra jobs again. All of a sudden, they're you know, delivering for Amazon a few days a week and that because they're really being squeezed. And you sit there and you think, wow, if you'd maybe had a better sort of bit of financial planning, basically, say 20 years ago. You'd now be in a position where you wouldn't need to do that. Although the cost of living and most people are getting squeezed a bit here, you wouldn't have to do that. So these are now people that have had good jobs, but because they haven't done these extra bits and they've just saved, which is basically just rotting your money away, that they're now in a position where they're in, you know, later in life having to go back to work because they're not financially in a strong enough position where, you know, they can kind of ride out this cost hike that we're all expecting, you know, experience anywhere in the world at the moment with inflation and central bank interest rates and stuff like that. So, you know, you've really, although it might seem a long way away, you know, you might be watching this and you're 22, 23 years old. It might seem a world away that you're going to have family and, you know, responsibilities, all this kind of stuff. If you don't start laying the foundations and laying the bricks now, you are going to be playing a big catch-up game later on. And if you do that, it's so much harder to do. So you've really got to start now. Even if it's small, just get started. It's the best thing you can do.
It's hard to make those sacrifices when you have more
Of course.
responsibilities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you're a new father, right? Imagine now all of a sudden that, you know, you wasn't in this. Imagine we stripped your financial position away now, right? And you had a normal income. How much further now your finances are stretched just because you've got a little one to feed, right? Or, you know, for general daycare or whatever it might be,
I don't know how
healthcare,
people
all
do
this
it,
kind of
bro.
stuff. Yeah,
I
do you know what I
don't,
mean?
I,
So you'd sit there and you'd
yeah.
think, wow, how can anybody do that? I do it now. I, you know, me and my girlfriend was having a silly conversation the other day. We went to the shops, we got our weekly food shop, and we were saying how much this has gone up compared to, say, a couple of years ago. Getting the same
Right.
stuff, right? But then I was sitting there going, how is the average person doing this?
That's the
Like, between
question.
everything, How I don't get it. How is the
Well, a lot
average
of them are
person
on credit
like
cards. Like you're running up credit cards, and they're that's I
yeah.
mean, at least in America, we have a lot of people living off credit cards. Dude, some of them are 30% interest on a credit card. Isn't that crazy, bro?
That's never
30%.
getting paid off. That's
Never.
people paying interest constantly, constant chase. By the time that ever gets anywhere near being paid off, they've probably paid eight,
Four
nine, ten
times, five
times.
times. Yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
easily what they've
Exactly.
ended up paying. I've got a friend of mine, he's terrible for it. He'll go and buy a new TV, earns well, right? But rather than waiting a month before he's got the cash, he buys it on his credit card and then pays it off. And I'm like, but that's now just cost you an extra 6 or 7%. Might not sound like much, but you
But
do
it
that
adds
with all
up.
these purchases. That's thousands of pounds a year. What are you doing? But there we go.
So it's a great point. Let's go to one of the questions that we consistently were seeing. As people in the ASFX community are new to you, they want to learn more about you. We mentioned Ackman, we mentioned Buffett. Any other investors that you would say have shaped your understanding and your perspective on markets?
Dalio is definitely somebody I've paid a lot of attention to, his writings and stuff like that. I really like the way that he looks at market correlations, and obviously the mac he's more of a macro guy than say an Ackman is, right, or a Buffett is. And I think at the end of the day, there's various different ways of doing it. They've all been very successful, made billions of dollars each, right? So it's not like only one way works. But I really like the way that Dalio breaks certain things down. When you look at different asset classes, correlation, how you can split risk and increase risk to reward ratios and things like that. It's actually one of the things we touch on in the course. But the way that you can modify your portfolio to kind of fit your investment goals, okay? Because we're talking about building wealth here, but it might be somebody that's maybe either in a very good financial position already and is more worried about kind of slow growth and protecting that nest egg, or just somebody that's a little bit older and can't take the same level of risks as somebody that's 21, 22, chasing growth. But there's ways that you can reduce your risk, still keep a return profile, but what you're actually doing is that on a relative basis, that risk to reward element massively increases. So from an efficiency perspective, I guess you could call it, what the returns that you're making relative to the risk that you're taking is massively increased. So there are numerous ways that you can do it, and this is why we cover different ways in the course, because then obviously the idea is it depends on the individual's goals. But I think this is one of the great things about markets and portfolio management as a whole. There's not just kind of one way of doing it, right? So you can really mold a portfolio based around what your end goals are. And it's one of the first things when we talk about structuring a portfolio. First question is, what's my objective here? It's not about strategy or anything like that. It's what am I looking to achieve from this portfolio? Because you need to answer that before you even think about building the portfolio to begin with. So yeah, Daddy-O's really kind of shaped my view when it comes to that side of things as well.
A lot of people give him a lot of slack, I feel like nowadays, for how bullish he is on China. What's your thoughts on that? I hope you're enjoying today's video. Before we keep going, I just want to take a second to talk to you about the Black Shirt Club. This is our 12-week intense mentorship program, which over the last year has helped 150, couple more than that, different traders pass their funding challenges and get paid out. So if you're looking to get funded in this new year, if you're looking to change your trading for life, the Black Shirt Club can do that for you. I'm very confident in this program because we've had so much success. So instead of me standing here to continue to ramble about it, I'm going to tell you two things. First, tap the link below, book a call with me. Let's see if you're a good fit for the club. I'll tell you about what's required. You can ask me any questions. There's also a link down below that lists all the information that's included in the Black Shirt Club, so I don't have to stand here and ramble about it. But also, if the Black Shirt Club interests you, this is something that I want you to move on quickly because I am raising the price of the program. We've had so much demand, the wait list is long enough that it warrants the price going up this year. So if it's something that interests you, get on my calendar now. Use the link down below, book a call with me, and like I said, we'll see if you're a good fit for the program. So thanks again for listening to the video. Hopefully, I'll see you in the Black Shirt Club soon. Let's get back to it.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously been very vocal about it. And look, at the moment, he's getting a bit of slack because it looks at the moment like, maybe they've overextended themselves a little bit in China. They've really been pushing for growth. And now we seem like we're kind of going the other way over there. But in 20 years' time, he might be proven to have been absolutely bang on. We never know, right? Only time will tell on that side of things. But, you look at all famous investors. At the end of the day, they're putting themselves out there constantly. Buffett's been looked at times when you had like the tech bubble and stuff like that in the late 90s. All of a sudden, Buffett Buffett had lost it. He hadn't got it anymore. You know, he hadn't moved with the times, blah, 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 blah. He's outperformed everybody ever since then. You know, he had it even more recently when Cathie Wood and stuff on the, you know, back of COVID was absolutely killing it. And you had all these performance charts between Cathie Wood's arc and Berkshire Hathaway. Now he's miles ahead of her once again as she's collapsed and stuff. So, you know, you always have these periods. Ackman's been slated in the past for different things and losing loads of money on things like Netflix. But then, literally a year later, he made like $2 billion or whatever.
2.9.
There we go, right? Off of a single position. And now all of a sudden he's the hero again. So we you always kind of have these things that go on because they're putting themselves out there in the public eye, you know, where they're putting literally billions of dollars on the line. And so when you get it wrong, which is inevitable, you're going to get it wrong, it's a lot more public. So I think
And
this is
you
just
always
one of those
remember the
things.
losses. You know what I mean? They always
Exactly.
stick much worse. You think of Herbalife when you
Absolutely.
think of Ackman. You don't think of the bond trade that he made for the $3 billion.
Exactly. A lot of people wouldn't even be aware of that, but they'll probably be able to
Correct.
tell you about the Herbalife short and
Of
losing
course.
$1 billion on that
Of
and all
course.
these sorts of things. They'll also probably be able to tell you how his first fund failed because he was
Right.
very you know, very big on there was a like a credit ratings business, wasn't it, that you were short? I can't remember the company now. But all these sorts of things, and like you say, they fixate on that, right? There's literally a book written about that other situation that I just mentioned a second ago. So people focus on these sorts of things, and you know, it goes the other way as well. You know, look at someone like the big short guy, Michael Burry. Everyone always focuses on that short position. They forget the fact that 90% of his positions are long because he's a value investor. That's how he's made most of his money in his career. You know, but they focus on that, or a 13F filing comes out and there's a short position, and that's the headline everywhere, forgetting
Well,
that he's bought 10 stocks, right? So it's like people forget those things.
it just drives home even more the idea of like the delusion of the crowd, right? Wherever the
Yes.
crowd is looking and what they're talking about is often not what we should be thinking about or focusing on. One question I want to
Absolutely.
go off of that. I would actually just say, I think Ray Dalio is so bullish on China because he loves Chinese food and egg rolls. That's just my guess. I don't know him personally, but that's just my guess.
Knows? Who knows
Who
the
knows?
secrets of the
He
billionaires?
eats egg rolls for breakfast. You heard it here first, everybody. Ray Dalio eats egg rolls for breakfast.
Exclusive.
Exclusive with duck sauce. So what's your one of the things that's really interesting that you teach in the course is how to hedge the portfolio. I actually think that's one of the most powerful pieces of the entire 8 hours, because I think as an average investor, they don't know how to short the market. They might feel conviction in the idea that the market is too high, it's overvalued, things are trading at 100x PE ratio, like extremely overvalued. Well, how do you have Or how do you put money behind that type of an idea? And you break that down really simply in the course. Why do you think hedging a portfolio is important? And do you think a hedge should always be in place and the percentage of the hedge is what should be changed?
Yeah, so I don't think you should always have a hedge. I mean, it obviously depends on the goal of the portfolio, but general rule of thumb, I don't think there should always be a hedge in place. But I think it's very, very important to understand how to do that, or to at least diversify the risk away from being 100% long. Because the reality is, every single asset class in history, whether it's stocks, bonds, commodities, real estate, crypto, whatever it is, they've all had a 50% plus drawdown at some point in their history, and probably will do again in the future. So if you're only focused on one asset class, and you're 100% long that asset class, at some point you're going to have a big drawdown. Now, that's okay if you're somebody that can stomach those big drawdowns because you're looking at absolute return for the long term. Let's just look at stocks as an easy example. We all know it's been the best performing asset class in, you know, over history, and probably will be for the next 100 years as well. But along the way, there's also been 40% drawdowns, 50% market crashes, all sorts of things that have gone on, right? Now, that might not be comfortable to sit through for most people, right? And understandably, there's nothing wrong with that. So if you're not one of those people that can do that, well, now you need to know how to eradicate that risk, because the reality is nobody knows when that's going to come, because otherwise it would never happen, because everyone would have the same view and it would just kind of get priced out of the market. So
Correct.
we don't know when for sure when those sorts of things are going to happen. And so therefore, you've always got to look at risk-adjusted returns that suit your profile as an investor. So again, if we use, you know, the example of somebody that's a bit younger, just very growth, absolute return orientated, they're probably going to be 100% long stocks, a good 90-odd% of the time. And only if we really start to see a big downturn from an economic standpoint and markets and things like that, only then may they actually add a hedge to the portfolio. But you've got somebody that's maybe either just a lower risk individual, or they're a little bit older, different investment goals, don't want to have the big drawdowns, can't afford to at their age or what have you. Well, then you need to understand how to actually eradicate that risk before it maybe presents itself. So then, that's when we look at hedges. So, i.e., to keep it really simple for people that are watching this, if you're long individual stocks, well, something you can do to remove that long risk, because if the market falls, it's probably going to drag everything with it most of the time, right? So what you can actually now do is short the market and say, right, well, if I'm right and my stocks keep going up, I make money over here on these longs. I just lose a little bit on this bit of the portfolio, but I make money overall. But the idea is that if the market does turn down and it drags your stocks with it, although you lose money here, those losses are kind of, mediated a little bit by the fact that you're making money on the short position on the actual index itself. So you reduce your losses. So the idea is that you kind of, that range of return kind of really narrows down and you get a much smoother equity curve. Of course, there's other ways you can do it. You can diversify into different asset classes because they're not all correlated and stuff. And, we kind of touch on that. But the idea really and truly behind hedging and diversification is it's a way of you being able to manage the risk for a tolerance that you're suitable for as an investor, basically.
That's a great answer. When you talk about shorting, I think what you just said makes a lot of sense. Give people an idea on like, and of course, when they watch the course, they're going to be able to generate these ideas on their own. But is there a way to short certain sectors, not the overall market? Like what are these instruments that people can maybe look into to decide, hey, if I want to have a bearish outlook, like for example, semiconductors right now are in some people's eyes, a bubble. Is there a way to come in and short just that sector of semiconductor stocks? Is there an instrument that allow you to come in and be short the semiconductor, similar to like it basically would be maybe a reverse ETF or something like that, right? An inverse ETF.
So you could obviously short individual names, you can short sectors as well. Easy way of doing that is obviously for plays on ETFs, like you mentioned. And then obviously you can short the overall index as well. Now, obviously, depending on where you're based in the world, will depend on sort of some of the
Rules
products
are
that are
different.
available to you.
It's
So
true.
there might be an options play, futures play, CFD, what have you. Or a really simple way nowadays of doing it, which a lot of brokers offer, you kind of touched on it there, is an inverse ETF. So the idea of that being it will kind of mirror the assets movement, but the opposite. So, and if we give an easy example, an inverse S&P 500 ETF, if the S&P 500 now falls 1%, that ETF will actually be up 1% because it's basically short the market. And a lot of brokers, because of the way they will charge for ETFs, it might be a cheaper way of you doing it rather than having a leveraged derivative like an options play or something like that. It might actually be a cheaper way of doing it. Again, it will depend on where you're based in the world and stuff. So there's a little bit of being a bit of a self-starter there. We talk about this in the course. Being a self-starter is a key thing to have as a portfolio manager, kind of going out there and finding information out for yourself. So obviously, it depends on where you're based, and there'll be a little bit of research you'll have to do there. But there are various ways that you can do it. So, a shorting a sector could be a great way of hedging a portfolio, because if you find that you've got a lot of tech positions and you're quite tech heavy, well, now you're very exposed to that one area. It might be a way of you now kind of reducing that risk in that area, because you might not want to get rid of the individual stocks that you hold. You might be a lot, have a lot of tech, but you're sitting there going, but I want a lot of tech. I just now need to kind of mitigate that risk a little bit. So having a way of shorting that sector rather than just the whole index, that can be a great way of reducing risk as well. There's various different ways that you can structure it. And I always want to try and encourage people to be kind of thinking about these things for themselves as well, because it's going to be unique to each individual, and that's exactly why we've got the Discord to kind of go with it, right? So as people are building that, they can ask these sorts of questions. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can do it, and again, it all ties back into managing that risk and exposure.
And I think that's a great plug in a way for the inner circle. So we aren't just dropping this course, everyone, which everyone can purchase. We're also creating a mentorship product to work even more closely with Ben. So it's called the Inner Circle. It's a monthly fee, or you can pay for the whole year in advance. Instead of just getting the course and the Discord, you actually get monthly meetings with Ben, one group meeting and one individual meeting if you're in the inner circle. It is capped and it's application based only. That also will be with the links in the description. But I think for those of you that are really taking this seriously, getting into that inner circle is going to be where you can get that individualized advice, where Ben can come in and look at your portfolio and say, hey, are you aware that you are overly weighted in tech? No, I wasn't. Specifically, are you aware that you're overly weighted in maybe semiconductors, to just stay on the same example? That person in the inner circle might say, no, I really didn't see that. And then Ben can come in and tell you, hey, to balance this type of a portfolio, we would look to do something like X, Y, and Z, which again, that's very individualized. And I think, again, from my perspective, this is an educational company. We are not financial advisors, as the disclaimers say, and everything. We're very clear with that. But to have somebody who has 12 years of experience in the back pocket, kind of, to be like, hey, does this make sense? That is super powerful, because same thing with my day trading stuff. I never wanted people to be a crutch on me. Oh, Austin's calling the trades. I got to wait for him to wake up. I want you to be educated. That's what we do with the starter pack with our main course that we've been selling, right? So with this, I don't want people to join the inner circle or the course and think, oh, there's going to be stocks in the course that I should go buy and I'm going to be rich if I hold them. We're teaching you the framework and the education that you need to make these decisions, to ask the right questions to someone like Ben who has experience. Does this make sense, Ben? Am I balancing this idea correctly? Does this thesis that I have apply into today's market? And then when you factor in the other variables, like understanding yield curves and dilutions, like I mentioned already, stock buybacks, and understanding how to interpret what that does to the market, now you're actually becoming a knowledgeable investor, which I think everyone at their core wants to be. And again, for people that are aware of that, the Inner Circle is a great product for you. You get the course included when you join the Inner Circle too. So for someone who is really serious about becoming an intellectual, individual, smart investor, that is where I think the Inner Circle kind of fills the gap. And when you think about your future, your family, the freedom that you want through financial endeavors like this, at the end of the day, do you really want to rely on someone else to make those decisions? Well, like, for example, I'll tell you, Ben, when my father passed last year, all of his money was passed to my mother. And my mother had a financial advisor that my dad had picked, but we didn't really like him, so we fired him. And we found a guy here in Florida near me, since my mom spends a lot of time down here. And as a group, my mom is very undereducated in this stuff, as you can imagine. She just spent the money. She didn't know where it was. But my brother works at Raymond James. So my brother, our advisor, me, and my mother all sit down. My mom just kind of listens. But the other three of us go into this trying to become educated, not trying to take signals from this guy that is a financial advisor. Just trust him. He even suggested a fund for some of the money my mom just made from selling her house. And my brother said, well, what about these three funds that I already did some research into? So instead of us just blindly following somebody because my brother is knowledgeable and I'm knowledgeable, we can ask good questions that then lead us to not having a crutch on everybody. And that's kind of what we've set up with the Inner Circle. If you know the right questions to ask, because you have some knowledge and some experience more than the layman's person, more than the average person, that's when you, the listener, you're setting yourself up for success, right? Wouldn't you agree, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, financial markets, whether you're day trading, long-term investing, anything in between, it's not one size fits all. So even if you've got two people that have got the same investment goal, how they get there could be very different because they've had different types of responsibilities, different levels of income, things like that. So, this is why, the course is there to lay that foundation to help you become an individual. But for some people, it's much then easier to kind of get to those goals quicker by, a little bit of hand holding, if you will, and give us the chance to kind of work directly, because then we can work specifically on your goals. So, John Smith here, he's 25, he's got, his firstborn on the way, he got XYZ on his income, blah, 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 blah. What are the different things that we can look at? And as you said, we're not financial advisors. I'm not going to say, well, you should do this, this, and this. But the idea is to be able to make sure that you're aware of all potential opportunities and all the different ways that you can structure it that could be
Exactly.
tailored around that goal. And then now you can kind of, we can work together on it as opposed to you just being told what to do.
Well,
And
because
that's
you,
the difference.
I think it's like people know investing is complicated. They know investing can get really confusing. And because of that, instead of seeking out new information and seeking out the knowledge, like what's in our course, they just blindly shut up and buy something. Because they think that's okay, it's super complicated if I want to make it that, so let me make it super simple. You don't have to do both of those. It's not one or the other. There's a third path, everybody. It's get educated on your own, and then you can get into those complex decisions that all of a sudden don't seem that complex because you have the right education. That's really what we're trying to do. And you know what's crazy about this, Ben? There's nobody else in the Twitter space teaching what we're talking about, which is mind-blowing. There's so many guys teaching a strategy on a day trading thing or how to read an indicator, but there's nobody talking about this stuff. It's crazy.
No, but it's because the other stuff is easier to sell, right? It's more
It is.
sexy.
It's sexy.
It's day
This is
trading. I'm getting
boring.
up in the morning. I trade the open. I've literally watched you on your streams before, right? In the sense of in and out of a trade in 10 minutes. That shit's sexy, right? But me sitting there
Lambo,
saying,
Lambo every
yeah,
day. Right.
exactly, right? It's cool. It's fun. It's fast. Me sitting
Yes.
there saying, right, let's structure this portfolio for the next 12 months doesn't really get people's juices flowing,
Boring.
right?
You're right. It's exactly it. But
But
then 12 years
without
later,
it,
they're like, God damn it, I should have listened to Ben 12 years ago.
there we go, right? Because then when you're sitting there, you're now scrambling and you're just going, oh, I'm going to have to work until I'm like 70 and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. You're going, probably should have listened to the boring stuff as well, right? As well as the fun, fancy stuff. Because this is the thing, even the guys that make a lot of money day trading, right? Well, when they're not actively trading, the money's just sitting there. So this is why it's important. And, you
Yes.
know, we've spoken to some members and stuff already, right? In that having a skill set such as day trading is fantastic for making money, for a bit of an income, if you will, right?
Yes.
But then it's about how you now start to diversify that to now really become wealthy, right? That's the difference. We always hear people talk about the difference between being rich and being wealthy. Being wealthy is having that infrastructure there where no matter what goes on in the world around you now, you've got a solid foundation, you've got your walls there, you've got your castle, if you will, and people nothing can penetrate that, right? Because if the markets aren't then the way that you like them at the moment, there's no pressure for you to now go and day trade today or even this
True.
week. Or if you want to go traveling with your partner for the next month, go travel. But you haven't got to now put the pressure on the day trading because you've got a dividend portfolio over here and that you know that XYZ stock's paying out this month and you're going to make a 1% yield this month by doing nothing, right? All these sorts of things. It's not just about you do this or this. In the ideal world, you do both because then you're generating the money and now putting it to work over here. And like I say, that's the kind of power of that combination, really.
And you and me both are like at this point in our lives where when we were younger, people told us to start investing just a small amount, let time carry and compound. But then you get to, like you said, you get a little older and you're like, God damn it, I should have started earlier. You can never start early enough. And shout out to my dad. He did set up my first investment account when I was 19 with Vanguard and tried to teach me to put money into it. And you know what I did? I took that money out and I lost it all day trading. And I've had to build it all back, bro. So I have learned, I have made the mistakes that everybody does normally make because we lack long-term patience, long-term view. Until you get older and you realize, oh man, time is going fast. I should have had a long-term view longer. So almost it's like we're speaking even more to the younger guys. I doubt many 50, 60-year-old guys are going to buy the course because it's going to be something that they probably have put off for 30 years. What's going to make them change their mind now? You know what I mean? The British guy and the short Jewish guy are not going to change their mind. That's just what it's going to be. They're going to, they're
Just
going to, just
the
unfortunately, a lot of those people, bro, you know what they do? They have to end up being, like I said, an Uber driver or a greeter at Walmart. And that sucks. Like I've had so many older men because I've been traveling a lot. I've been in a lot of Ubers. I've had so many older guys drive an Uber. And it's like, why are you doing this? Like you should not be working at all. But
No.
because they don't sacrifice in the short term, they don't play the long game, you're stuck in the rat race forever. So, but listen, Ben, this has been great. Yeah, I'm sorry, were you gonna say something?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, that's completely it. You know, at the end of the day, you don't want to be that guy. So you've got to put yourself in the right positions.
That's it. So what I'm going to do for everybody, especially for those of you that listened all the way through, there is a discount link, like I said, for the course down below. We're going to give you the discount that we put on the webinar yesterday. So if you're listening to this, even if it's a month later, you're getting a really good discount to join us to get into the Discord and to get into the course. Now, one more thing I want to mention is that the course is not a set and forget type of thing. Ben and I will continue to update the course. So once you pay, you're in for life. You're going to get those updates as markets change, as new instruments become available. Who knows what's going to happen in the next year? Really, we have no idea. We want to be able to keep you guys updated. Like the Bitcoin ETF is the new thing, right? How do we play with that? Those are things that Ben and I will continue to educate you guys on as markets change and evolve. But for today, I think we can put a pin in it, Ben. What I'm going to do, again, I'll put the description in the description. There'll be a link for the course, everybody. I'll put Ben's socials as well so you can connect with him if you're not already connected. And I think you're going to see a lot more content from me and Ben here on our YouTube channel, here on the podcast. We're going to do a lot more just to get everybody aware of this because look, it might sound boring. Like Ben said, it's not sexy. But if I beat you over the head with this, especially because I know I have some younger guys that follow me, hopefully a few of you will listen and just start putting couple extra $100 to work instead of saving it in cash, instead of spending it, put it to work. Don't sell it. Don't get rid of these positions. Let it grow. Let time do all the heavy lifting for you. And that's really what Ben and I are here to do. So Ben, thank you for today, bro. This has been great. Any last comments for the listeners?
No, this is it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in the Discord and stuff like that, working with everybody on this kind of new venture and stuff. And I think it's going to be, really eye-opening for a lot of people. So I'm really looking forward to working with people on it.
And we want feedback, everybody. Feedback on the podcast, feedback on the course. Please let us know if there's anything you want more of or less of. Anything. We're easy to get a hold of, and we're here to help in any way that we can. So thank you, Ben. Thank you, listeners. Make sure you're subscribed. We'll see you guys in the next episode.